This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, home of the five-star technician. Online at cropmetcalf.com. Joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our buddy John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom, located in Tysons, or at golfdomgolf.com. Visit today to experience the best in golf. On and off the course, golfed them, lived the game. You know, John, it's been a while since we played What in the World is Bothering John Feinstein? What in the world is bothering John Feinstein?
Well, good morning, fellas.
Hello.
Morning.
Mostly Valdez making me late.
He well, got all know, excited about
I'm
the
sorry,
Ravens.
John.
He's in a ladder. You know, the Ravens have won like 112 exhibition games in a row.
No, but he says
and,
he can
and how
see
many,
the future.
How many Super Bowls have they won during that period?
The
last
zero.
Super Bowl win was in February of 2013.
Yep, but in their last three seasons, they've started 7-2 in their first three games. So there
and
is
won
some...
how many Super Bowls?
Zero.
Yeah. And 2 years ago, they didn't even make the playoffs.
So are you not buying his preseason excitement about the Ravens?
I don't buy anybody's preseason excitement about anybody.
Well, forget about their action.
I mean, good golly, Miss Molly. You know, Bill Parcells' teams, especially Giants' teams, never won exhibition games.
No. Not based on exhibition results, but based on what you see, what they're returning, looking at the schedule, and you say, you know what? I think this team can do it. Like you have.
Well, first of all, they're in a tough division.
Yeah.
All right, the Steelers are always good. They still have Roethlisberger. I think that losing Brown because he is so talented will hurt them. They didn't have Le'Veon Bell last year at all, so that's no loss. But they're still a very good team. I think the hype around the Browns is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they're clearly better. They're clearly going to be a competitive team. They were a competitive team the second half of last season. And the Bengals are the Bengals. You know, they're not going to be very good. But the Bengals always give the Ravens trouble. Doesn't matter whether you remember, it was the Bengals who knocked the Ravens out of the playoffs 2 years ago with that last second touchdown. So, A, they're in a tough division. B, you're still talking about a quarterback, and I like him, but you're still talking about a quarterback in Lamar Jackson who's started, what, six or seven NFL games? I think he took over for Flacco in like the ninth or tenth game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have ups and downs. I mean, I think he's a talent, no doubt. But he's going to have ups and downs. Let's see. I mean, you know, I'm a big believer in – by the way, the Ravens won their opening game last year against the Bills, I think 48-3. You can look that up. It was something like 48-3. And the Bills had been a playoff team the year before. Of course, Nathan Peterman was their quarterback.
Hold on. Let's just back up. They were a playoff team. Wasn't that when they faced Jacksonville in probably the worst –
Worst, yeah. And not only was it one of the worst games ever played, it was the final was 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
But I still remember vividly, and I think Tony Romo is good. But at the end of the game, he said that was one of the greatest games I've ever seen. And I'm like, what? it was god awful. Let's not get carried away. It's still preseason. I think the Ravens will be good. But I think they're in a tough division, and we'll see. We'll see how good – a lot of it will depend on just how good Lamar Jackson turns out to be in his first full season.
John, there's lots of bad in the NFL preseason, and I think it all came to a head last night in Canada with the Raiders
yeah.
Packers preseason game. I'm not even talking about the debacle with the field. First of all, they were charging, I think the lowest price ticket was like $150 for an exhibition game.
Yeah.
And they're not even charging that for Grey Cup tickets for the CFL title game. It's between two teams that nobody in Winnipeg cares about. What was the NFL doing charging that outrageous amount on a substandard field in a foreign country? I don't understand.
Well, obviously they think they can get it. I mean, that's why they're charging that much, because they think they can get it. Well, I don't know what the attendance was. How many tickets did they sell?
I think they were on pace to sell like 7,500 or 8,000 tickets.
Well, good. Then they got what they deserved.
Right.
But you're right. Your larger point is the exhibitions. And there's a story I saw this week. I was on vacation this week, so I'm sort of out of the loop a little bit. But there was a story this week about the fact that the owners and the union have been having meetings, and the owners are now sort of giving up on the 18-game schedule, thank God. But now they're proposing two extra playoff teams, which will mean two extra wild card games. And in return, they're going to give up one exhibition game. One. I mean, there should be no more than two exhibition games. They're rip-offs of the public. They're rip-offs of guys like you who are obligated to watch as part of your job. And they're dangerous for the players. You know, what they really ought to do is just have those scrimmages that they're having now between teams. And, you know, that way it's controlled. The quarterbacks don't get hit. You know, they can stop things when they need to. You know, and a fight or two breaks out, so that makes the coaches happy. That's what they really ought. Now, they'll never do it because they'll never give up that much revenue. But the NFL owners are a bunch of rich guys trying to get richer. That's all they are. I've told you the line I got from an owner during the lockout in 2011 when I said, you guys can't plead poverty the way the NBA and the NHL have done when they've had lockouts. And he said, no, we're not going to plead poverty. We make a lot of money. We want to make more. And I gave him credit for being honest about it. And this is another one of those situations. They make a lot of money. They want to make more.
John, you're an underdog guy, well established. You're into, you know, the Patriot League, that sort of thing.
Yep.
I wonder, never heard your stance. The XFL came out with their team names. Where are you on these sort of competing minor league, you know, professional leagues? I would think this would be up your alley on some level.
Well, I mean, what has bothered me in the past about some of these, and there have been so many upstart minor leagues, mm-hmm. including NFL Europe, which was run by the NFL. I have no problem with their existence. And you're right. I remember watching Brian Billick cut players from the Ravens back in 2004 when I did Next Man Up. And in a lot of situations back then, he said to the guy he was cutting, look, you should go play next spring in NFL Europe. You're good enough to play in that league. Work on this, work on that. And then maybe you can get another shot next summer at the NFL. So that went away because it wasn't making money for the NFL, by the way.
Right.
But so I have no problem with the existence of these minor leagues. I'm for it in the sense that it gives these guys a chance to play somewhere. Maybe they get the opportunity to get to the NFL, or if they don't, they get to extend their football careers
exactly.
by a year, two, 3 years, who knows. The problem is they're constantly sold to us by the leagues themselves and by the TV networks as if they're real, you know, major league football,
mm-hmm.
which they're not. I mean, look what happened with the AAF last mm-hmm. winter. You know, there's all this ballyhoo. I think you guys might have said to me, are you going to watch? You know, and the answer was no. I don't watch minor league football. I don't watch much as I love baseball. And I did a book on minor league baseball. I don't watch it on television. I will go to games. I went to games for an entire season, obviously. But don't sell it to me as if it's a major league. As long as you sell it to me as what it is, then I'm all for it. And, you know, it's like the PGA Tour right now with the Tour Championship. You know, you've probably seen the promos. History will be made. History's not being made this week. Money's being made under a goofy format, by the way. But, you know, just don't sell me something. It's the old Emperor's New Clothes joke. You know, don't tell me the clothes are beautiful when the guy's naked.
Talking to the great John Feinstein, bestselling author and Washington Post columnist. And I do see, talking about goofy systems, you believe the point system on the PGA Tour is a joke, that Tiger Woods
yep.
wasn't in the Tour Championship.
Nor was Shane Lowry, by the way, also a major champion this year.
Right. I thought you said, did you say that somebody get 650 points for finishing third? Did Varner and those guys? Is that how much?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for tying for third.
Yeah.
Because the way it works, I mean, there's two aspects to this. I'll try not to bore you with too much details here. But if you win a regular PGA Tour event, you get 500 FedEx Cup points.
Right.
If you win a major championship, which is 3, 4, 5, 6, you pick a number times more important than winning the John Deere Classic or whatever, you get 600 points.
Right.
Barely more than for winning a regular season, a regular tournament. The WGCs, you get 550. And by the way, the tour, who keeps insisting they're not trying to push the players as a major, you get 600 points, the same as a major. And you get the same five-year exemption as a major. But then where it really gets bad is after you finish the regular season events, the four majors, all the tournaments, they go with they start these so-called playoffs. And the winners of the first two events, the one on Long Island, the one in Chicago, gets 2,000 points.
Jeez.
They quadruple the points. So that's how guys like Woods and Lowry, who've won major championships, get knocked out of the top 30. Because a guy like Patrick Reed, who was 50th going into the playoffs, wins on Long Island. Now he's second.
Hmm.
And the same last week with Justin Thomas, who by his own definition had a lousy year,
right,
until he won in Chicago, and then he jumped into the lead.
Right.
I mean, how could Justin Thomas, and I like him personally, by the way,
yeah,
be ahead of Brooks Koepka,
right,
in an alleged year-long race?
Right.
No, that's stupid. That's preposterous.
Right. No, you're right. You're right. Real quick before we let you go, I know you've had, you know, like open heart surgery and stuff. You got to watch your diet. But where are you on the chicken sandwich craze? Have you gone out to try the Popeye's chicken sandwich? Are you intrigued by that? Do you stay completely away? I know you have a fast food vice. You must.
I do have a fast food vice. It's mostly from McDonald's.
Okay.
And what I've done, you know, since my surgery and
right,
is I've given up the French fries.
Okay.
I love the French fries.
Right.
So I have a plain hamburger, no cheese, nothing else,
right,
when I go there, and a cup of coffee. Because when I'm on the road, that's where I usually stop to eat. I eat chicken sandwiches. I mean, they're fine. I don't understand the craze with them.
There's
I like chicken in many
right
different
now
forms.
Our culture is completely obsessed. You go by a Chick-fil-A at any time, and there'll be 50 cars in line. And now with Popeyes entering the fray, their lines are out the door.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'll be completely honest with you. I mean, again, I like chicken, but I sure as hell wouldn't wait online for a fast food chicken sandwich.
Yeah,
chicken.
I have to try it.
Well, if it's any different than any other chicken sandwich you've ever had, let me know.
I will.
And then maybe I'll ask Valdez to go out and get me a chicken sandwich, because he owes me that for this morning.
I think the key is you have
yes,
to go.
Yes, he does, John.
I think you have to go right when it opens. So I think the one in Rockville opens like at 10. I think I'm going at 10:30.
We'll die down in a week or so.
And you're going to wait online?
No, I'm not waiting online.
You know what? This is like when a movie comes out that's had a lot of hype.
No, I refuse to wait.
You don't go
online
the first day.
Yeah, right.
You got to wait it
no,
out.
No, I refuse. But everyone's saying it's so amazing. I've got to have this thing. But I'm with you. I'm not going to stand in line for it. There's just not happening. More than two
yeah,
or three
but
people.
But again, if it's like the greatest thing you've ever had, let me know, and Valdez can deliver one to my house.
We can share it, John.
Yeah, you can chop it.
Yeah,
you
we'll have
coming
lunch
in the front door.
Hey, we'll have lunch together.
You can have it during a Super Bowl party.
Yeah. Out your back patio.
You're all invited to my annual Super Bowl party. You know that.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate
all
it.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
I'll see you at the Ravens parade.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If the Ravens have a parade, I'll go. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, we'll go together, John.
Yeah. No, because I'll be, I'll be sitting with Kevin Byrne from the Ravens or something. Maybe Bishotti. Maybe Bishotti plays in my charity golf tournament still every year.
All right. We can work some angles. We know some people, too. Maybe not John's level, but we know some people. All right. Thank you, John.
See you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang out with Trace.
Yeah, sure. Hang out with the star backup quarterback.
That's right. Played well last night.
That's really nice to see. Great kid by all accounts. Good friend of Jason's. Good friend of Jason's family. That's awesome.
Yep.
Awesome to see Trace.
He's going to make that roster.
Well.
Good for him.
He was fighting to make the team as like a special teamer.
He's in the mix. That guy's a gamer. He's one of those guys. Like, he's like Tebow, but better than Tebow. You know what I mean?
He can throw.
Like, and willing to do anything.
Yep.
Yeah. Very cool.
All right. Phone number, you want to chime in on anything? 800-636-1067. We will talk to our Redskins beat reporter at 9 o'clock. Craig Hoffman on the Junkies.
All right. Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We have to thank our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on 425 I Street in Northwest D.C. for the delicious food drop today. Tropical Smoothie Cafe is proud to launch the official smoothie of D.C. United, the United Smoothie, a refreshing blend of pineapple, coconut, banana, and lemonade. Every Friday is Fan Friday. Get the United Smoothie every Friday for only $3.99 at any of the 50 D.C. area locations.
All right, got a lot going on this morning. Of course, it is a Football Friday presented by the Sportsbook of Hollywood Casino. Charlestown, every game, every bet for real sports fans. We open up the show talking about the Skins, who won their preseason game against the Falcons, who always lose their preseason
game. That's the Falcons bit.
And you don't care about the results, but there were some big takeaways. Number one, people are excited for Darius Geis. How could you not be? You finally got to see him on the field. You saw some explosiveness. You saw some power. Plus, he remained healthy and didn't go down with an injury. Conversely, Jordan Reed did and was concussed for the seventh time in his career. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067, do you walk away from this game being more encouraged or discouraged by what you saw on the field? Case Keenum, I guess, is going to be the number one starter. He seems to be a competent game manager. Here's what Jay Gruden said after the game when they asked him, is Case your number one guy? Because they're not naming him officially the starter yet.
I'm just going to go back and watch the film and critique it, and like we always do, and go from there. So I'm excited to see Dwayne make some throws in the pocket. I like things that Case did. Obviously, the turnover was disturbing. But other than that, I think he moved the ball pretty well and did some good things. And they both have done some good things this preseason.
We all expect Case to be the starter. But going back to something that we talked about probably a month or so ago, remember they said that when it came to the starting quarterback, it wasn't going to be a Gruden decision. It was going to be Gruden. It was going to be Bruce Allen. It was going to be Dan. It was going to be Doug Williams. It was going to be a group decision. And I don't think this is going to happen. I'm just saying, I don't see this great separation between the two right now. And I understand Dwayne hasn't had as much action against the ones, and he does have two interceptions, but he had a turnover yesterday from Case Keenum. It's not like he's been setting the world on fire. There's a possibility they get in the room and they just say, why hold him back?
Well, there's also...
there's not a huge separation. Do you see a huge separation between those two?
No, I don't see a huge separation, but I also don't see any sort of advantage for Jay Gruden 2.5 weeks before the opener saying Case Keenum's our starter. I would just let the Eagles wait until game time to figure out who the starter is.
He's not going to... if you're suggesting they decide, you know what, there hasn't been a great separation, let's just throw the kid out there, they're not going to do it when he hadn't played the ones. It just, it ain't happened. The chances of it happening are zero.
I don't
zero.
Think it's going to happen.
No, the chances of it happening are literally zero because he hasn't played with the ones. They're just not going to do it. The possibility is zero. Now, could he come in the third quarter if Case throws three picks and fumbles twice? I mean, something like that. That could probably happen, much as they don't want to. But I don't see Haskins starting until Keenum falters several times. Like several bad games.
Maybe so.
The chances of him starting week one are literally zero.
Case has been about what I expected in the preseason. He certainly hasn't exceeded expectations.
No, it's weird because every once in a while you look at a good play and you go, okay, good. And then he'll have a stupid play.
Yeah, and some of it's not on him. I remember in the previous game he had, you know, could have moved the chains, got a drop.
But again, it is so hard to evaluate the preseason. Yep. I don't know what to make of it. No one game plans. They run vanilla stuff. They haven't had their full arsenal of weapons. They're still trying to figure out what they're going to do on the left side of the line.
But Haskins doesn't look overwhelmed. There aren't a bunch of delay of game penalties.
No,
he doesn't look out of his depth with changing protections. Maybe he's missed a few. But like I said, I mean, it was an incomplete pass, but I was almost most impressed by that pass to the tight end. I think it was Flanagan.
He just booted it.
Where he knew he saw pressure coming and just made a quick little decision, and that would have moved the chains.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's this huge separation between the two.
He's progressed quicker than I think most people expected him to.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Of course, the big story for a lot of people was Jordan Reed. Here's what Jay Gruden said about Jordan Reed after the game. The thing is, he's not going to know the answer because he's got to go through this concussion protocol.
I think on that hit, he developed concussion symptoms. They went into normal protocol, and he was symptomatic. So we followed the protocol, and there we have it.
I mean, he sounds bummed, as he should. I mean, that's a guy that's been on his roster for many years who's sadly been concussed at least six times that we know of.
He's got a real serious history. From a Redskins fan perspective, just cold-hearted fan, this is going to sound terrible, but I'm encouraged by the fact that I know in previous concussions where people have brought up this worry, he's kind of put that aside and said, you know, he just wants to play.
Right.
So from a non-emotional, just a Skins fan, I think he's going to want to play. Mm-hmm. But you do have to worry when you have that many concussions.
Yeah, the human element comes in, and you just think that this guy's going to have, hopefully, a long life post-football.
Of course.
And
you want him to live to be 100.
And you want his brain to operate.
Of course, 100%.
And be functional.
All right, next week's preseason game means nothing. They're not going to play any of the starters. Where do you stand with this Redskins team? Maybe we need to make updated predictions heading into the season. Are you more encouraged by this Redskins team? Are you about the same? Are you discouraged? Go to the phones.
Where do we stand, by the way, on our breaking news? Can we just be clear? Because it's out there. Or just, when are we going to do it? Are we going to do it next segment? Valdez?
Yes. Yes.
Next segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Stay tuned. There's breaking news. It's big. We're going to give it to you soon.
I mean, you can bring it up now, but it's...
What, Drabby, I just want to do it the way we're supposed to do it.
Let's do some breaking news.
Just do it now? Play the sounder? Let Russell to do it? Russell's the pro at it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The rooster.
All right, guys, breaking sports news from the Fan, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. It's not really good for the Washington Capitals. Evgeny Kuznetsov has been suspended by the International Ice Hockey Federation, not by the NHL. He's been suspended by the IIHF for violation of the World Anti-Doping Code for a period of 4 years. According to a statement by the IIHF, the case concerns a test indicating a prohibited substance, which they label as cocaine, which is, according to one of their sections of the doping code prohibited list. The prohibited substance, according to the IIHF, was found in a doping control, which occurred on May 26th of 2019 at this past year's Ice Hockey World Championship. He did not require an analysis of the B sample and was provisionally suspended on June 13th, 2019. So again, Evgeny Kuznetsov suspended for 4 years by the International Ice Hockey Federation, not by the NHL. The Capitals have issued no statement or response in this matter as of right now. From the breaking news, Crop Metcalf, five-star sports desk, I'm Chris Russell, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
All right, so here's the thing. I don't care about his international career. I don't care if he's suspended 100 years.
Yeah, I couldn't care less
about
that.
And it resolves the issue. We talked about it before. He was sitting right there in the spot when he had the video that came out. The blow was there, and we tried to give him the benefit of the doubt.
And that video came out the day after the positive test.
So here's the deal. He's got a coke issue. He likes at least the party, if nothing else. It's 100% documented.
And if he got suspended by that federation, I would have to think that either the Capitals or the NHL, they're going to serve him up with some sort of
suspension. There's going to be repercussions.
It's not like he could just stroll into a training camp.
I don't think so.
Like, something's going to happen.
Especially with the video. Especially when you have the video out there.
At a minimum, the team's going to suspend him, if not the NHL.
Yeah.
I would think.
Here's the thing. And I think it answers a lot, too, of sort of like why he's sort of an enigma.
Right.
Why the play is sort of streaky, mm-hmm. right? Why you don't get that world-class koozie night in and night out.
Right.
He's got an issue. He's got a party issue.
This is alarming news.
This isn't. This is a real issue.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can take your stance on, you know, doing blow and partying, whatever. Fine. Knock yourself out. But this explains a lot, in my opinion, of why you have uneven output from koozie.
Personally, I'm okay with athletes using, you know, marijuana if it's for medicinal purposes, whatever, because marijuana has been shown to have some medicinal value. Last time I checked, coke has no medicinal value. It is not a performance-enhancing drug.
Well, it might be a performance enhancer.
Well, I would guess that it's a performance detriment type of drug.
Could be.
If you're abusing it. And, I mean, I don't know the extent
I think it explains
it,
the uneven performances,
I mean, that's,
in my opinion.
That's terrible news for Caps fans.
90 days until the opener.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the season's right around the corner.
Yeah.
But I don't know the bylaws of the NHL, if whether they can take a test from USADA or whoever did the test in the international side and then use it.
I'm not sure.
NHL.
I have no idea. Not going to speculate. My guess will be that the Caps will have some sort of suspension. But who knows? It explains a lot, in my opinion. And it just completely solves the issue of the other sort of mysterious video.
Right.
We try to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah,
but he was sitting there right in the catbird seat.
There's a lot of giving of the benefit of the doubt from me.
Yeah, I mean, he was right there. Right. I mean, come on. It was obvious.
Bought his statement, which was from May, where he said, "I'd like to address the video of me that appeared on Monday. While I have never taken illegal drugs in my life and career, I would like to publicly apologize to the Capitals, my teammates, our fans, and everyone else for putting myself in a bad situation. This was a hard lesson for me to learn."
So he's a coke user and he's a liar.
Yeah. Well, all,
I mean, you have to
most coke users
all
are liars. Most coke users are liars. So it's fine. Whatever floats your boat. But to me, it explains the uneven performance.
Right.
It explains a lot. And it's resolved any doubt. Guy's got a party issue.
Yep.
100%.
Bad news.
Hopefully it's
for
not
Cousy.
Worse than that. Hopefully it's just a party thing and he can just shut it down.
Right.
But
hopefully that's the case.
So anyway, I don't want to just nix the Skins talk, but that is sort of breaking news. If you want to chime in on that, I suppose you can. 800-636-1067. We've got a bunch of people that still want to chime in on the Redskins, their third preseason performance. Where are you now? Have you changed your opinion based on the three preseason games?
I don't think I have. I think I was in at 6-10. I'll stick with my 6-10.
I feel pretty good about my 7-9. I feel pretty good about it.
I can see them get a 7. I can't see them getting a 9-7 or better.
No.
If you get lucky. What if we get lucky early like we did last year?
Don't
if we
really
get lucky,
see it.
Might happen.
I can see it going the other way.
If the defense is as good as advertised, you're going to have a chance. You're going to have a chance. All right, 800-636-1067. Bang out your calls when we come back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we got sidetracked with the breaking news, and you certainly can chime in at 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the Cousy situation. We don't know what that means to his season with the Capitals and the NHL. He's suspended by the IIHL. So he's not going to play international hockey for 4 years.
It's concerned. I don't care about him playing for Russia. I couldn't care less about that.
But
if you're a Caps fan, it means your second or third best player on your team has a coke issue.
Yes.
That's the alarming news for Caps fans that are just hearing this news now.
All right, going to give you a chance to win the NASCAR ticket shortly. But we were talking about the Redskins, kind of your takeaways, not only from this game where you got to see Darius Geis and Jordan Reed goes down with the concussion, but from the three games in general and what you've seen from the preseason. Are you more encouraged from this team? Think they're going to win more than you expected? Are you discouraged by anything you've seen, or is it about what you expect? Let's go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Scott in Baltimore. Hey, Scott, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junk? Scott from Baltimore. Missed you guys this summer. Getting ready for a good season. Crazy news about Cousy, though, man.
Yeah.
That's just
good.
The cakes, I mean, it's like we smoke grass, but a mound of coke, and
yes.
we'll have to.
It's disturbing
it's not
news.
Good.
Not good.
Yeah, it is disturbing. For the Redskins, you know, I'm not going to be Homer on this. I'm not sure where I see them going. I'm with Feinstein, though, on the on the preseason. There's always surprises every year. I put their season, EB will probably like this, the first five games. Like, if they go 2-3, then I think they could go 10-6, definitely 9-7. If they go 3-2. If they go 2-3, then I'm thinking more than 8-8, 9-7. But I think I see what I like. I think the defense has more depth this year. And I'm getting more warm on Haskins. I want him to start, but obviously I understand he's not ready. And I think Case can can do that. But I think that I think the receiver core is deep in talent, and I'll soon get off and let you guys let's talk. But I did actually go stand in line yesterday at Popeyes with my wife. It was crazy, and I will say this: Chick-fil-A is better. I love that chicken from Popeyes. Who doesn't? But Chick-fil-A is better, and I'll throw in a wild card: Shake Shack. You guys have a great Friday, and I'll be calling.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks, yeah, Scott. People Thank have been clamoring about Shake Shack too behind the scenes.
Really?
They've been saying it's underrated.
Heard none of that undercurrent.
Well, I don't know what my Twitter feed's crazy. It's all about chicken right now. People are just sending me pictures of the chicken.
I officially snooze on the food offerings right around the corner from Homewood Suites where we park every day. There's a Cava and a Shake Shack.
That's because you hightail it out of here right after the show.
Yeah, I rarely utilize those options. I don't know
what I'm
doing.
I went on Sunday to Shake Shack right before I went to the Nationals game. I parked at Homewood Suites, and I thought, am I going to pay the big dollars inside Nats Park?
Right.
Or am I just going to eat at Shake Shack?
Probably smart.
Sat there in the nice air conditioning.
Yep.
I should have stayed in there. The air conditioning was so hot on Sunday.
You know,
I had my Shake Shack burger.
I'm getting a little nervous again as I look at the schedule.
Schedule's brutal to open.
I mean, Philly, they're going to be good. Dallas, okay, they don't have Zeke potentially.
Either you could hope for this with the Philly game. Now, yeah. I personally am not buying this, but I'm going to sell you this.
I like them in the points,
I'm going to sell you this.
To win.
Carson Wentz hasn't had one preseason snap.
Okay. Oh, I wouldn't have.
All right, so
they're
not going
to
be hitting on all cylinders in week one, that's for sure. But that's why I like the Skins plus the 9. But I don't necessarily, I mean, you got to pick Philly. The gun to your head, you're going to pick Philly.
Of course.
You're going to pick Dallas. I'm sorry, even without Zeke, they still, you know.
They'll have Zeke probably by then.
The Bears, I mean, I'm not a huge Trubisky guy, but their defense is legit.
Khalil Mack against this
offensive
line.
And then the Giants, I mean, hell, Daniel Jones could be starting by then. He looks pretty good. And then you got New England. I mean, you could see a scenario where all hell just breaks loose, like everything bad happens, and they get a Nats-like start, and they start at 0-5.
Well, if they start 0-5, you will see Dwayne Haskins week 6 as they take on
the Dolphins. Yeah.
By the way, I would not chalk, even if Keenum is there and the Dolphins are supposed to be bad, I just don't think that's, the Redskins
no
being who
winner.
They are, I don't think that you can
there's
just
no guarantee
chalk that up as a W.
I had them 1-4 through
those
5
are
games.
Brutal.
Yeah.
And if we did it again, I'll have them at 1-4 once again.
Which one do you have them winning?
I think
win?
I haven't beaten the Giants. I haven't beaten the Giants. But they'll, you know, the point is, I feel like they're 1-4. Some of the games could change.
Yeah, I have them 1-4 too.
It's a tough start.
I have them 1-4, but I have them getting hot
in the
middle.
They're going to have, as much as you can like all of these young receivers. And by the way, this is always overrated in preseason. I've said this the last couple of years. We always spend all this time talking about the fourth receiver, the fifth receiver,
right.
The sixth receiver. They don't play that much in the regular games, okay? So it's nice that you're going to have Harmon on the roster. It's nice that Cam Sims and Steve Sims, and if they decide to go with
kids,
they're
going
to make plays. No, but they're not going to make many plays during the regular season.
No, they will when guys get hurt. See, that's the thing. You got to have the depth when guys get hurt. It's not saying, oh, this guy's going to have 50 catches. No, it's saying if Richardson goes down, you got a capable guy, and hopefully you don't skip a beat.
But here's what I think about the offense in general. It's going to be mediocre.
Right.
It just is. They don't have – now, Geis could prove to be a top-tier player, but they just don't have top-tier talent.
It's lacking.
On
what's
the
word I'm looking for? Explosiveness.
Jordan Reed could be a top-tier tight end, but
I think Reed is.
But he's not a game breaker that scores 60-yard touchdowns. They just don't have much of that. And Case Keenum is a journeyman. It's what he is. So I don't have much expectations with the offense. The defense, I think, will be better. Now, Atlanta actually had some success running the football against them. It's not like the defense was making all these crazy plays all over the field. I like Landon Collins. I think it'll be better.
They're still not game planning.
They're
still not game planning.
6-10 team.
Getting back to the offense for a second, you know who might have a nice start to the season is Vernon Davis. And there was a lot of bitching and moaning about why are you keeping him on the roster? He's making $6 million.
This is why.
This is the reason why. Now, you'd like him at a smaller cap number than what he's making, but if Jordan Reed can't go the first 2 or 3 weeks of the season, Vernon Davis is going to have a big role in the offense.
Let's go to Shannon in Landover. Shannon, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Hey, man, I think we need to look at the positive side. At first, I wasn't going with the – I was like you guys with a 6-10, but I'm leaning more towards 9-7 and 10-6. I believe that we can beat the Eagles. I believe Carson Wentz haven't played at all. He haven't played in a long time. Remember that. And Dallas don't scare me.
All right, so what does encourage you about the Redskins themselves? Forget about the opponents. What does encourage you about the Redskins?
Remember the drive that they scored the touchdown on? It was so much running. And I believe that we forgetting about AP. It got them together and just running and doing them short passes when they cloud up the box. I don't know how good Case Keenum is. You know, I've been to a couple of practices. I mean, I got a bunch of Redskin apps on my phone. They always lie to me and tell me how great stuff is. And then I go down there to training camp and I get smacked in the face. But I believe that he can hit a wide open target. And he has shown that he can hit a wide open target.
Sure.
And I believe that people are going to cloud the box on us. And I believe that we can make them pay with a couple of quick passes. Flowers can't guard anybody on the pass, but he can move people on the run. So I believe that we should just continue running the ball. And the defense, I believe that our defense is going to make some turnovers one way or another, fumbles or interceptions. Yeah, or
Collins was close to a pick last night. Collins easily could have had a pick.
He broke the ball. Yeah, basically hit him at least.
Saw the athleticism.
He's popping every week in that limited time that he's playing. Let's go to TJ in Silver Spring. TJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
I'm discouraged at what we're talking about and what I think the offense is going to be. We're talking about names like Case Keenum, Vernon Davis. We've seen these guys for years, Adrian Peterson, whatever. How high is the ceiling with those guys? But I'm also encouraged by what could be. I think the ceiling is a lot higher. If ever they were just to say, screw it, and roll with Geis and roll with Haskins, I think it could be a fun team. I still think the ceiling would be like 8-8, but I think it'd be a lot more enjoyable, and you get a preview of what's to come. Here's what I know today in comparing Keenum and Haskins. Keenum, you've seen his best. He's not going to improve or get any better. Maybe he's a sound game manager. He'll protect the ball, control the clock.
Right.
Can Haskins at least do those things and throw a better ball? Right today, Haskins throws a better ball than Keenum. He doesn't have the experience. He hasn't played an NFC Championship game. He's probably not going to have.
He's not as accurate.
The problem
is, who cares?
Gruden needs to win 8 or 9 games to keep his job, and he thinks
that's a great dilemma. So you nailed it, Case. That's the story of the season. One guy who wants to try to do everything to win one game because he's desperate versus the overall long-term future of the team. That's the two agendas at war here. I don't know if Keenum makes it to Halloween, I'd be surprised.
No, he's not going to be their quarterback in Halloween. If so, they're having a really good season, and we don't expect
that. He might play the game manager role really, really well.
That's what I went through the season, Halloween.
That's what I don't want. I don't want the offense to resemble last year. For some reason, it felt like we were 0-8 when we were 6-2 because they were
I hear you. And it didn't feel like it was sustainable, but I feel like he could do most of those things that Alex did last year.
What would you rather be?
Yeah.
Because I know you're the only Skins fan in the room, Eric.
Correct.
Would you rather be 4-12 and score 24 points a week and watch Haskins light it up but turn the ball over? Or would you rather be like a really boring 9-7 with Case Keenum playing like into Thanksgiving?
I'd rather be 9-7 and be in the hunt.
I think anybody would rather be 9-7.
I hear you. I know you want exciting.
There's not a 5-win difference between those two guys, by the way. There's no way there's a five-win chasm.
But I mean, either way, you don't make the playoffs. My thing is, either way, you don't make the playoffs, right? So why not show me what we got and have a little fun?
Yeah,
that's really all I'm thinking about.
I'll say this, TJ. He's growing on me. Haskins is growing on me for sure. And
guys do it now. They put Darnold out there. They didn't put Baker out there, but they threw him in the fire like week 5.
I think if he had more experience on his resume, he'd be more in the hunt for that.
You just talked about Trace McSorley being a gamer. Okay, you're playing Big Ten ball in front of 100,000 people week in and week out for like four years. Here's what I know about Dwayne Haskins. The biggest game of his life, Michigan went into there and he kicked their ass, embarrassed them, and looked like John Elway. Maybe some guys just have it, and he's got a makeup like Cam Newton physically already. Let's go.
Look good against the Terps, too.
All right, I like the optimism.
The Terps almost had it. I know, the Terps should have won.
Piggy missed the guy wide open in the end zone.
Cakes could have made that throw.
I mean, it's W. The W's right there for the Terps.
Piggy's in a battle with Jackson for the starting. They won't name the starter yet. It's between Piggy and Jackson, the transfer from V-Tech. I got to imagine they're going to give it to Jackson.
I would think so.
But
so he can actually throw the ball. I mean, I like Piggy. Don't get me wrong.
That one's
going
to haunt
us. Wheels.
That one's going to haunt those Terp fans.
It just haunts everybody.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we will dive deeper into the Redskins through their third preseason game. They beat the Falcons last night. Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, joins us next on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.